You're listening to SBS News.
October the 31st was supposed to be the day that Brexit happened. Originally, Brexit was supposed to happen on the 29th of March, but that deadline was delayed twice after MPs rejected a Brexit deal brokered by then Prime Minister Theresa May. The EU has granted a further extension, so Brexit should happen now on January the 31st. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he would rather die in a ditch than allow that further extension. Since he is neither dead and is still living at No. 10 Downing Street, comedians like Boris impersonator Will Barton have taken the opportunity to ridicule the politicians.
You know, they said that, you know, we wouldn't win the referendum. They were wrong. They said we wouldn't get my deal through Parliament. They were wrong. They said that I wouldn't get Brexit over the line tonight on October the 31st. They were right. They weren't wrong, but we will get there.
Between now and the new Brexit date, a general election is to be held. At a pro-Europe demonstration in Westminster on Thursday night, this protester, who only wished to be known as Nick, warned against nationalism and called for a solution to the UK's Brexit impasse.
I hope that the government that comes out of this election is a Labour one and that it can resolve the Brexit issue in a way that means that we can push past it without empowering these kinds of nationalists. Now, that could be with a deal, that could be with Remain if that comes through a referendum. I'm not so bothered one way or another with that. It's much more about being able to resolve this and being able to stop people like Boris Johnson, who are fanning the flames of this kind of prejudice, fanning the flames of this kind of hate, being in positions of power, being able to lead the country.
Earlier in the day, pro-Brexit supporters also demonstrated outside the Houses of Parliament, expressing their frustration at the delays. Dave Barker was among the protesters.
We came down really because we're kind of sick to death of Parliament just kicking the can down the road. You know, they do it over and over again. We've lost democracy completely by a bunch of Remainers who keep trying to renege on what they really agreed to do in the last election.
Another demonstrator, Daisy Martin, says the blame lies with the politicians.
They've gone back on their manifestos, they've lied and deceived the people. And the only way now for us to get out, because we've lost our democracy, and the only way is now for a general election. It shouldn't be come to that, but that's the only way that we, the people, can say, can register their disappointment with all of them out over there.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson admits he too is disappointed that Britain isn't spending its first day outside the European Union.
Well, of course, I'm incredibly frustrated that we're not able to get Brexit done today, but let's be in no doubt what's happened. We had a fantastic deal on the table. The House of Commons voted it through, but then they voted again for delay, and we went round it the whole exhaustively with members of Parliament. There was no way they were going to get this thing done, not just by today, not by the end of this month, not by the end of next month, not even by January the 31st.
Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn has launched his Labour Party's election campaign, which he called the biggest people-powered campaign in the history of the country. Mr Corbyn said his Labour Party would renegotiate an exit deal with the European Union and put it to the public in a referendum, with staying in the EU being the other option in the vote.
Johnson's sellout deal would lead to years of continuing negotiations and uncertainty. Labour will get Brexit sorted by giving the people the final say in 6 months. Britain needs to get beyond Brexit and deal with the damage done to our communities by a decade of Tory cuts and economic failure.
One thing is for sure in a situation where very little is certain, and that is that the December election's outcome cannot be predicted, and a win for Boris Johnson's Conservative Party is by no means guaranteed. Poland's Gazeta Wyborcza newspaper sums up the thoughts of much of the rest of Europe in one phrase. Unpredictability is becoming the only stable characteristic of British politics. Alan Lee, SBS News.